And after a message like tonight, which I am always overwhelmed by, and the brother said about being saved out of deep personal trouble, well, I think that you know that I myself was saved out of deep personal trouble. In fact, I was suicidal at the time. And I remember, and I've said it, that when I was saved, I didn't need a 12-step program of how to get better. I needed a living Savior who could take a broken person like me and save me. And it's overwhelming to think, as I have three sons here tonight. And you know, Jay Stratman from last year sends his greetings to everyone. And Jay Stratman's only son, well, you know what happened to him. And he'll never have his son at a place like this. So it's an overwhelming thing. But he sends his greetings to all. But for me to have my sons here, and I look at Larry and problems he's having in certain areas regarding this, and I look at my brother, and I've always seen him as more of a man of God than I am by the grace of God in his life. But I can say this, that through it all, when I was saved and I came home, I immediately sought out the Christians I hadn't seen in almost 10 years. I was incarcerated alone, and even though I was by myself, I remembered those Christians that I had known years before and how they broke bread at 9:30 in the morning. And I used to save a little tea of a little ration they gave us and a little piece of bread. And at 9:30 in the morning, I hadn't seen those Christians for 10 years. In that cell that I was in, it was a dungeon. I would remember the Lord Jesus in spirit with those Christians. And in my ignorance and simplicity, I would take that bread and I would drink that tea. And the moment I got out, I came back and I sought them out. When I walked into that assembly, the hairs on the back of the head of the elders stood up. They must have cringed when I walked in there. And yet, by the grace of God, they received me. Not because of who I was, but because I professed that name in their ears. And they were scared to not receive me because of the name I professed. I say that to you because I remember that the prayer meeting was very little attended, and that same tendency that we're seeing today, I saw it there in that assembly. And yet, they used to meet on Tuesday nights, and every Tuesday night I got my wife and I said, let's go to meeting. And oh, it was hard to get the kids and go. And by the time you got back home, it was 10:15 at night, and the kids had to be put to bed, and then they had to get up early in the morning, and by the time you got them up in the morning, they were so tired, and it was just so hard to go to meeting. And I remember my wife saying, listen, let you just go, and I'll stay home. And by the grace of God, I said, no, we've got to go. We've got to go. We've got to go. Later, I ended up in a situation where the assembly that I was in was just a disaster. Men failing everywhere. And I remember I was out of prison now, and I had no resources to leave or go anywhere, and I felt humanly trapped, and I got on my knees, and I remember, oh God, I am here. Not because I have confidence in those that are here. Not because the elders are this or they're that. I am here because this is the place of thy appointment, and I gather to thy name, and I need thee to preserve my family, to protect my children, to keep them. My confidence is in you, not in men or methods or anything. And by the grace of God, throughout the 14 years, we have been faithful to the house of the Lord. He has called us to the fellowship of his Son. I tell you, the Lord Jesus Christ is faithful. He is faithful. He is sufficient. And he has done it. And I attribute it in simplicity to dependence on the Lord and to the local assembly. May God call our hearts to simple dependence and fellowship with his people around the Lord Jesus in his local assembly. I tell you, I have failed as a father. Oh, my goodness. I ache as I consider what I've done, how I've hurt my own sons, even as a Christian, what I've done. And God is faithful. He's a faithful God. I don't want to speak more on that except to say that my heart was taken up with Josiah. After a message like that in Josiah in 2 Chronicles chapter 34, where the word of the Lord had been lost in the house of the Lord. And you know, that's a solemn thing, my brothers, that that's where the word of the Lord is lost. They don't have it out there. It's the assembly that has it. And it's only those that have it that can lose it. And they lost the word of God in the house of God. And again, as I move about assemblies, what I find is that the word of God is not preeminent in the decision making and in the function of the assembly. It is Christian function without God's word governing all that is done there. And you know what I find here in 2 Chronicles 34? That it was in the word, in the house of the Lord, and only in the house of the Lord, that the word of God was found again. That's where it's got to be discovered. But you know, here's the thing. Once it was discovered, Josiah himself sent to inquire of the Lord, what is going to happen to us? He read that word and he saw it and he said, what's going to happen to it? And you know, the answer that he got, verse 24 and so on, and down to verse 28, was that judgment, doom would come. It was inevitable. It was coming. And the wonder of this, Josiah, is this. And there's two things to learn here. In spite of the failure all around, my brother, my sister, we're responsible in our own meeting. What a precious thing it is that we can be faithful in our little meeting. Be faithful. It might be hard, but be faithful in your meeting. And even though there is failure and degeneration all around, yet God is still able to grant great blessing in small, isolated assembly. But the point, that's one encouragement. But the other encouragement is this, that in spite of the fact that Josiah was told, listen, judgment is imminent, doom is coming. No matter what you do and how you do it, judgment is upon this place. That was not a license in his heart to not get back to being as obedient to God's word as he could with all his heart. And that encourages my heart today. And so it says in verse 29, then the king sent, this is after he was told that judgment was coming, and in that condition, all around, then the king sent and gathered all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. The king went up to the house of the Lord with all the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the priests and the Levites, and all the people, great and small, and he read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant which had been found in the house of the Lord. And then the king stood in his place and made a covenant before the Lord to follow the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and all his soul to perform the words of the covenant that were written in this. Nothing is harder than to be faithful where there is departure all around. And when we know that there will not be a correction of the departure that is all around. But Josiah was the example of the man. And Brother Amos calls him a pattern for the last days. He is the example that we, by the grace of God, in our own place, in spite of what's all around, we can give ourselves by the grace of God to putting again to practice all the words that are found written in the book that bring glory and honor for the person of the Lord Jesus and cast his people in the place of greatest blessedness. And that is the simplicity which is in Christ and functioning, trusting him. May God help us in this day. Amen.